Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, my family and I visited the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. A lot of memories came flowing back about my days serving as the Secretary of Agriculture. We lifted the Soviet grain embargo. The president was shot, and he told Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall. I presented my vision of the 85 Farm Bill to the president and the cabinet. President Reagan's belief in smaller government with lower taxes, less regulation, and more personal responsibility seemed to be a philosophy of government that we lost along the way. Here we are today with more than $14 trillion in debt without a plan to fix a problem. Standard & Poor's has downgraded our credit rating, and that spooked the stock market. Our economy was already struggling to get back on track anyway. Politicians of both parties pointing fingers at each other to fix the blame on the other guy. Other countries are also speaking up. China, our banker, issued a blistering attack in their state newspaper telling us to cure our addiction to debt. Our problem is not the downgrade. We deserved it. Our problem is the debt. When our government spends a dollar, we have to borrow 40 cents of that dollar because we really don't have a dollar of our own money to spend. We can't keep doing this. The only solution is to spend less or tax more. It's that simple. No more phony government games. We definitely need tax reform. Close some loopholes. Our tax code is so complicated no one understands it anyway. We can pick up some money there. It won't be nearly enough. We need to get control of our runaway government spending. Pork barrel spending and bloated budgets are what put us into this situation. We spend too much. Our entitlement programs eat up 60% of our budget. They have to be cut. Military spending needs to be put on the chopping block. There are government spending programs that should be entirely done away with. President Reagan once said, the nearest thing to eternal life that we will ever see on this earth is a government program. We know that President Reagan cannot lead us now, but his philosophy can. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and